appears on screen, the wooden audio device for manipulation becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we're ready to bring survival goodness direct to each and every one of your ear holes.
Indeed.
Cameron, it's been a while, man.
I know.
It's been a while. Life's been crazy.
We're still here.
We're still alive. You're still alive.
We just had some problems.
Yeah. But we're back.
We are here.
With a vengeance, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, we got some goodies. We're going to fill you guys in on the PrepperCon.
Yeah, we went to PrepperCon a couple of weeks ago.
And we got some cool stuff.
Grand old time.
We did.
Yeah.
And we got some new things. Mm-hmm. Maybe none of you have seen ever.
Ever.
Ever before.
Maybe you've seen them all.
Possibly.
We don't know.
But we'll tell you what we liked.
Yeah,
what exactly. We loved.
Mm-hmm.
And who we loved.
Yeah.
And we got the, the old basic medical tip. And
yeah, we got that.
Some other scary stuff.
We sure do.
And we got reviews of BattleBox and TacPack and Patriot Radio.
Man. That sounds awesome.
It is freaking awesome.
First, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. Mm. Man, and they sent us a good one. Boy, did they send us a good one.
Yes, stay right. Tuned.
Stay tuned for that. Guys, the Kindle book is still on sale at Amazon, so go grab it. Our friends over at Epic Wipes, you remember Epic Wipes? Epic Wipes?
Those massive freaking wipes?
Yeah, they're massive. They got a promo code for all you Casual Preppers listeners. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, you use our code Casual Preppers, you're going to get 10% off your Epic Wipes. So go to epicwipes.com, I believe. I mean, if I'm guessing that's where it's at.
If you eat a lot of baby back ribs,
and
go to, I guess they don't have wingers probably out there.
Where?
Sticky fingers?
They
or
got
whatever?
They got wingers here.
I know.
There could
it
be
seems
people
like
here
it's
listening.
Dying. Oh, that's true.
So,
but you could wipe the whole family's fingers.
You absolutely could.
And your
could.
Face, and probably part of your back. Because those are things you want to clean up after you eat.
Okay, we wiped my back, dear. Those wings got a little crazy. I'm
kind of sweaty right down the spine.
I got sweat and barbecue sauce from eating in the middle.
That's gross.
That is gross, ain't it?
But you can clean it all up.
Reviews starts now.
Say what?
Heyo. Listener reviews. Say what?
Say what?
This is from Scarmetheus.
Beautiful.
Scarmetheus the Brave.
Beautiful?
Huh?
I said beautiful name.
Beautiful. This is from iTunes. He says, well, first of all, 5 stars. Boom. He says, or it could be her. I don't know. People that are preppers who aren't batshit crazy.
Yeah, he covered that up.
Yeah, he did like the little expletive type things. If I wasn't hunkered down in my bunker with my zombie vaporizing Gatling gun and my government issued MREs, not to mention my $500 socks that filter pudding, I'd visit them and we'd be friends. That is all.
The end.
The end.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what PrepperCon he went to, but both those, the $500 filter pudding filtering socks. Uh-huh. Oh, I want those.
I do too. Because you want pure
Scarmetheus. We need to know where you got those.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Social media shout out.
Heyo. This one comes from Instagram at Zero Disaster Survival.
What?
Yeah, they got a cool account. They talk about lots of
cool
things.
Name.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants Zero Disaster
Survival.
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of cool stuff going on, so go check them out on Instagram. Give them a like, a follow, and some love. And say,
because they're cool.
Casual Preppers sent them. Casual.
Casual Preppers.
Casual Preppers. And, yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
Hey, Cameron, I'd like you to go first.
No, I'd like you to go first.
Why? Seriously.
Because.
Okay, so, yeah, the world is mad.
Yeah, mom.
and stuff. So there's been some, I don't know if you've seen this, Cam, but there's some wildfires going down on Georgia.
On Georgia.
You don't really think about Georgia as being a hotbed of
not at all.
Fires, wildfires.
I didn't know green burned.
Yeah, it does. It does. Green. 210 square miles so far.
Jeez.
A lot of it's swampland, really? Though. Yeah, it's like swampland. So they're like crispy and like all the gators and whatnot, I guess.
Mm.
So anyways.
I've eaten me some crispy gators. Creepy gators.
What was that?
I was going to say creepy. And I was like, wait, what?
Creepy crispy gators. Mm. Barbecue sauce.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's bad news for the people down in Georgia.
I didn't hear anything like that.
Yeah, it's on the news and whatnot. So anyways, that's just something to be thinking about because that season's on its way.
Alligator cooking season?
No, you just shake your head at me.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't know what you just said. I'm looking at my phone.
I am. Did you hear about what happened in Washington today?
I don't know.
Now, this is freaky.
Maybe.
Now, this freaky right here. Listen.
Listen to this freaky, freaky.
So, the Hanford site, you know, you should know about
the
that
nuclear site.
Right? Yeah.
Did you hear about that? I did hear about that, actually.
So, the tunnels, they're full of train cars full of toxic waste. So, this site has more toxic waste than anywhere in the entire nation.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, just, I think it's 50 billion. What is it? It's something ridiculous.
50 billion toxic waste.
Hanford is the nation's largest nuclear cleanup site, with 56 million gallons of radioactive waste sitting in old leaky underground tanks just a few hours upriver from Portland.
Old leaky underground tanks?
Mm-hmm. Old.
Seems like a good idea.
This was, yeah. So, anyways, the tunnel collapsed on top of those trains that have the nuclear waste in them. So
wow. It
started leaking out into the site, and they evacuated 3,000 people from the site.
Jeez.
I'm sure they're not going to ever say if it drifts into like Tri-Cities, Yakima, and all that. But man, just like that, boom, you've got a nuclear, you know, waste
issue
spreading all over. I mean, if it went into the river down to Portland, no one would tell anyone because no one cares about Portland.
No, nobody does.
But it's kind of freaky. I'm like, man, just something as simple as an old, you know, part of the Manhattan Project is now spreading radiation and it's going to kill everybody.
Yeah, it's
so
bad.
Be careful out there.
Be careful if you're hanging
around. Don't store your nuclear waste down in trains.
Idiot.
Dumb.
Number one rule.
But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool news.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
man.
A mad world there.
Sure is.
Mad.
Thank you, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
I guess
let's,
this is it.
Lad, thank you. See you later. Oh, I feel like that's what we're doing today, honestly.
I know.
It's kind of a shit show here today, boys and girls.
No, it isn't. We got some good stuff.
No,
we
do. We got good stuff. So, PrepperCon 2017. We had never been to PrepperCon. Is it the third year of PrepperCon or the second?
I thought it was only the second year.
I don't know. Either way, it was really cool.
It was one of the numerous years.
Yeah.
It was a follow-up year.
It was a follow-up year from a previous.
Yeah. We don't know if that previous was 2 or 3.
Years. Yeah. So anyways, this was down in Salt Lake City, Utah, near our home base.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little jaunt to get out there.
Yeah.
But
we got out there Friday night for a bit and spent the whole day Saturday pretty much.
Yeah. Got out there Friday night, had some steak and some lobster. And
went to Top Golf.
Went some Top Golfing, and man,
you
we
did
had
have
a good
some
time.
Lobster, huh?
We did, yeah.
And then we hit balls. We knocked balls around until
knocked the balls
1 a.m.
We did, man. It was late. It was late for us.
That was
old
fun.
Farts. It was
that
a good time.
Was fun.
So, anyways, PrepperCon, we were really excited to go down to this because
we were,
you know, we're preppers and all. We do it casually, but we really like the whole community. I was a little bit worried that it was going to be kind of some crazies.
Me too. I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are, you went to that PrepperCon?
Oh, yeah. People
like,
were saying
wow,
that to
was
us.
Nothing
oh,
like...
you're going to PrepperCon?
I know.
Okay.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was, man, everybody was so cool there.
They were.
Like everybody. There was one weird girl dressed as a zombie that was just wandering
kind of
around.
Promoting something. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was.
We just walked past her.
She's just walking around moaning and limping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there was a ton of stuff. Some really cool things. I was actually really excited. We finally got to meet the guys from BattleBox. They were down there. They had by far the biggest and coolest booth
they had an awesome
at PrepperCon. They had, yeah. It was really, really cool. But we got to meet those guys, and that was really cool to finally.
They were. Those guys are studs.
Yeah,
seriously.
We've been working with them for. God, we were figuring it out when we were there talking to those guys. It's been over a year,
mm-hmm.
year and a half is what it was. It's been a year and a half that we've been working with them, doing their videos and reviewing their boxes. So it was really cool to finally talk to those boys.
Yeah,
but and when
when they got into details about how they select the boxes.
Oh yeah,
that blew my mind. I was like, you guys like just go and get some stuff for the next month.
Yeah, no, and they've already got. All the way through December of this year, already done.
That's nuts.
Yeah, they have to. Just the logistics of trying to get all this gear. I mean,
we ordering 50,000 knives or you know, whatever.
It's so hard, but they pull it off, man. And you know, I feel bad because you know their previous box got a lot of flack.
Yeah,
the DOP kit box. It was actually, you know, there was some really good stuff in that box, and you just got to realize that every box that comes isn't going to be perfect,
right?
You know,
and kind of what they said. I totally agree. You know. They're like, a lot of these other competitive boxes to them mm-hmm. did like a DOP kit.
Yeah, they did.
And they destroyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally. Bad, like, yeah. The stuff they put in there, the quality of stuff. And
it was garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw a couple of those DOP kits from some
those other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they were not good.
They were. And these guys.
Yeah. I mean, the bag alone that came in that kit was awesome.
It was.
You know?
Yeah. I actually have that in my truck now.
Oh, do you?
I use it you as can use like it, a.
Like a tool bag. Yo, almost.
It's heavy duty. I mean, yeah. It's. The next thing to it's like plastic better.
It's better.
It's like cloth.
It's really good. Yeah. So, just talking to those guys, talking to Daniel, the CEO, what they go through to get these boxes, it's amazing. And the value, it every time I see a box, I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
How do they do this and sell it for what they sell it for?
I know.
I don't get it. You're basically paying for if you're doing the $150 the knife of the month, you're paying for a knife and then you're getting everything else free.
Yeah, yeah.
So, BattleBox, they're doing their stuff the way that should be done.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
The price of, yeah, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, TacPack's doing items, the same thing.
Boom. Yep.
They really are. So, it was really cool to see those guys. What are some of the things that you saw at PrepperCon that just blew your mind?
So, outside of their awesome station?
Yeah, if you want to talk more about BattleBox, that's good too.
Well, I was just going to say... the other thing that was pretty awesome is they brought a lot of that stuff with them, and they gave it away for dirt cheap.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, I bought another wool blanket that they had in one of their boxes.
Yeah.
What'd
you get it for, like $10?
Yeah.
And wasn't it?
Those are like, yeah,
or was it
like,
20? I can't remember.
No, it was 10 bucks.
It was 10 bucks. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, those wool blankets are
I
nice.
I can't remember.
I think it was 10 bucks.
Yeah, I think it was. I should have bought them all.
From the Bushcraft box.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they were just giving away stuff dirt cheap. Like, those guys... I mean, they've collected some sweet stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, one or two boxes is kind of a hit and miss, but like they're hitting all the little things that you know you do need. But.
This month's box is really cool. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Right. This box does seem really cool.
Yeah. We actually got a preview of this box when we were down at PrepperCon.
That's right.
It was kind of cool.
Big reveal.
Yeah. And we didn't let the cat out of the bag. You're welcome, BattleBox.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
True.
Yeah. So, what else did you see that you kind of liked?
Well, obviously, the biggest, the biggest, baddest thing was the Plan B.
Yeah. Plan B Supply. They're out of Utah as well.
Yeah.
They build.
You should type Plan B Supply in Google and see what incredible machines these guys make.
Yeah, these guys are building some bug out vehicles and some like survival vehicles that are just holy crap insane.
Yeah. We drifted back over to them a bunch of times. Yeah. I mean, we sent a bunch of feed. You know, from while we were there, we were sending.
Yeah, you can go back and check out. I think Facebook. We have some live stuff that you can that was saved.
BattleBox
was check.
Obsessed with the Hummer that was the General Lee.
Yeah,
General.
Yeah,
yeah. They have. I mean, it's awesome. They're all lit up with LED. A lot of them are not refurbished.
Yeah.
They're built up
military.
Military.
Yeah. Yeah, they're military surplus stuff.
And they're just decked out inside. They got LED lights all over. I mean, you could go anywhere with those things.
Yeah, there was that one huge one that I kept saying that looked like the Star Wars trash compactor out in the desert. It was humongous.
It was massive.
It's seriously big, man, but it was nice inside.
They've got it all decked out, like lots of cupboards in it, and you've got a dining table, pull-out beds, tons of, it's just unique stuff. I mean, if you want to look like a bad A going into, you know, a
any
KOA.
Sort of apocalypse, yeah.
Bad A and a KOA.
Is that a song?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's track 10 on our CD.
Yeah.
Bad A and a KOA. I want to play a little song I just wrote called Bad A and a KOA. Goes a little something like this.
Yeah, that was some really cool stuff. And right next, was it right next to them, was those, the trailers, like the recon trailers and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were.
Wow. Yep. Holy crap. Those things were almost more impressive than the vehicles.
They were, for how small, like,
yeah,
for how little you can pack around something that's, yeah. To me, it's way better idea than just a trailer. You know, yeah, just a 30-foot, you know,
yeah,
40-foot regular trailer.
Like camping trailers.
Yeah. They got the fiberglass walls that are thicker, better for heat, and then they've got a pop-up tent on top.
Yeah.
And I like the whole kitchen area. I mean, they have these on some of the newer trailers, but you're pulling way less weight, and it's more compact.
Yeah.
And then on the back, it opens up to a big kitchen area. Like, yeah, it all slides
just
out.
Just all slides out.
And it's stainless.
The one side has like a bathroom area, like a shower that pulls out.
Oh, yeah,
basically.
That one was cool, too. You know, I forgot about that. It drops down
the
so
curtain.
You're
yeah,
covered.
Really cool, man. Yeah, they were just really interesting
they were,
stuff.
And they were solar. Like, a lot of
yeah,
them had solar
yeah,
attachments. So, mm-hmm, the, I mean, really, that's the ultimate portable. Like, your bug-out vehicle attached to one of those, you're done.
It's perfect.
You go wherever
yeah,
you want.
And you're not getting, like, 6 miles a gallon like you are with all those other vehicles right, the Plan B had over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, those suckers.
Those things, man, they were just gigantic.
You'd be hosing out of every
yeah, you seriously would
vehicle you saw.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Yeah, the trailers were sweet. I did really like those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted one from the
I know they're just cool
kicks,
to look
you know,
at. Yeah, cool. There was a lot of people over there checking those out. They were just impressive.
Yeah, they were
look
pretty
at,
popular.
You know, something I was really excited about is I got a new bug out bag.
Yeah, you did
from 3V Gear. Because they just had. I mean, the bag itself isn't like something that's super amazing. It's a good bag.
Right.
It's the Paratus, I believe, right? It was the Paratus.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it right now. It's all filled up now. It looks nice, doesn't it?
It's all bulgy.
Yeah.
Nice
but
and bulgy.
They had such a good deal on it. It was like $50 or something. And this sucker's like, hey, careful there.
Hold on, keep hitting my ear on there. Looking at your bag.
But yeah, so I'm really excited to get out and actually use it. And now that I got it all loaded up, go out and do some field testing with it. You
yeah,
know?
I know. It was a sweet deal. I actually was at the military surplus in Ogden.
Oh, really?
Over the weekend at
Smith and Edwards.
And
oh,
I
yeah,
looked at bags that were exactly like that.
Yeah.
They were $140.
Holy crap, dude.
So.
Yeah. That's kind of what I expected.
I don't feel like the build quality was any different. Like, I no, looked through it, and yeah, it was like exactly the same. I don't know if those are a little more comfortable. But this one looks
yeah,
like it's padded way better.
For the price, if you're trying to go a little bit cheap, I mean, not cheap, but a little more inexpensive on a budget, I think looking at those types of bags are a really good idea. The 3V Gear.
I do, too.
They're made
I
in
mean,
Utah as well. Oh, no, they're not made in Utah. They're made in China, but the company's out of Utah.
Little China in Utah.
Yeah, Little China. But it has, you know, it has a little, like, first aid kit type bag that pulls off, like the little butt bag. And then it's got the side pouches. It's got molly webbing all over that sucker. So I'm excited.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, good
no,
deal.
No, it's a sweet deal.
Mm-hmm.
In that same area was Hydro Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Hydro and they Blue, had a bunch of different water filters. The one that we thought was the most interesting was the little Sidekick three-stage straw.
Yeah,
so
it was
that,
tiny.
It was teeny. And
it looked like, did they call it like a pen?
Yeah,
basically,
it
right?
totally looks like a pen.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they have kind of engineered it to work a little different from LifeStraw. Because they, you know, and nothing against LifeStraw, but they the way that it pulls the water up, the sediments and everything kind of stick.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stick inside because the straw part where all the filtering is, the
it's
all
open.
The sediment stuff will just fall back out
yeah,
when it dries out. So it's going to be reused in like more murky, muddy water.
Yeah.
You're not going to plug up the filter and be done, mm-hmm, you know, kind of a cool, I mean, it'd be something I'd want to test.
Yeah. How much was that? Do you remember?
I didn't.
The price was on it?
Yeah.
I mean, they had show specials going on, but I don't remember what the exact price was. The only thing, the only downfall to it is it just didn't have a large, gallon.
No.
Use.
It's a real small, practical.
It was like 100 gallons or something. I can't remember what it maybe.
I think
more
it
than
was
that,
only 100 gallons.
Maybe it was more than that, but
here I got it right here.
It's so hard to beat a Sawyer Mini.
I agree. Know?
It's so hard to beat it.
10,000 gallons.
Yeah.
Isn't that what
it is? I think it's 100,000 gallons.
No, you're right. It is 100 gallons.
Yeah.
What is it, 10 gallons?
Yeah. What to do, a gallon at least.
So they're $15, those pins.
$15, yeah. So that's hard to pass up on.
And, I mean, they don't weigh anything. Yeah, nothing at all.
And they actually have, like, a pen clip on it.
Yeah, you so could just clip it in like your pocket or, yeah, you could have
I think it's awesome for, like, an EDC bag or something like that. Oh, yeah. You know?
I would have loved to have had him.
I don't know why we didn't buy one of those. What were we thinking?
I don't know. Weren't they only $10?
Yeah.
Or 2 for $20 or...
Yeah, we should have bought some of those.
It was 2 for $20.
That was stupid.
But no, they're cool. I mean, he talked a lot about the filter inside them too. And I mean, they came from dialysis filters. Yeah. So it's like filtering blood. I mean, yeah. You don't have much of a better filter than
yeah.
something for medical use.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they are probably the smallest, most portable filter that I saw.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that I've seen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in terms of like how much filter and use, yeah.
So where can they find that? Hydroblue.com?
Hydroblue.com, yeah. They have a lot of different filters. They have, I really wanted one of those pressurized jerry can water filters.
Yeah, our buddy Tyler from the YouTube channel, he bought one of those.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did it. He did a review on it. So go check that out.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know he did.
I can't remember
what his channel's called now. It's really cool how it, I mean, it's stackable and I mean, it's built out of really good plastic and then mm-hmm. The way it like it says pressurized, I mean for like pouring and
yeah.
filling cups,
just pump it
pumps through the filter,
pump it up and it'll come right out the back.
Yeah, it's sweet looking. Yeah, like I really wanted one of those but they were a little pricey. It's $169.
Yeah so. It is pricey but they're cool, really
but
cool
very stuff. Yeah, probably. I mean if you had one in your bug out vehicle that would be sweet.
No, absolutely. I think it's great just to have at home for a, you know, just your home stash.
No kidding.
Stuff
yeah.
you know.
So definitely check out Hydro Blue, like Kobe said. I mean, their website they have tons of different filters and water bottles and things like that that
mm-hmm.
I found pretty, you know, innovative and pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. What else you like there? Hmm?
I liked Hydro Heat.
Oh, that was cool.
That was probably my favorite thing that I saw there.
I'm kind of hoping that BattleBox
I know.
Does a little thing with them so we get one.
So a little inside scoop. They were pretty interested in the Hydro Heat.
They were super interested.
We stopped over there. It was at the Emergency Essentials. Is that who makes it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yep.
Emergency Essentials. It was at their booth, and we were over there with the BattleBox guys checking that out. So what it is, it's basically like a little packet. It kind of looks like...
looks like a little hand warmer packet.
Yeah, like a hand
warmer.
A little
bit bigger.
A little bit bigger, yeah. And so you have a certain type of little container that you put some water in, right? That's
yeah.
how it works?
So it comes in this kit.
Yeah,
so
it's all
get
in
the container.
Kit. Okay, it's all in the kit.
You get the can,
mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you get this packet, and you just drop it in the water.
Yeah,
and
you drop it in the water, and then you put the other piece on top, right? After
right.
that. So basically, it just heats the water.
Like, almost, I mean, it's instant.
Yeah, I mean.
And the water gets up to 150 to 175 degrees.
It's not instant, but it takes
no,
about 5
right.
minutes.
But I mean, it instantly is heating.
Yeah, like, it starts like, heating, yep. So the water activates the heat pack, heats your food and your drinks to 150 to 175 degrees.
5 to 15 minutes, is that what it says?
Yeah, 5 to 15 minutes. But it makes no smoke. You don't
yeah.
have to burn anything.
It doesn't.
You don't need a lighter. You don't need anything, and you can cook.
Right. So and if you're trying to be stealth, or you're in an area that's, you know, high fire risk.
Yeah.
Or if you're just hunkered down in your basement,
mm-hmm.
perfect product.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to you don't have to use any fuel. You're not mm-hmm. gonna have any, you know, gas
there's,
given off.
Yeah, there's no gas, there's no byproduct to
it's
it.
So it's
so
insane. I mean you would think
out.
So. You're like, man, it's gotta be given off.
Yeah.
It seemed like magic.
Yeah, it was magic.
The guy disappeared right after he showed us.
Poof and smoke.
My wallet was gone.
Bastard took my watch. So anyways, yeah, check out Hydro Heat and yeah, Emergency Essentials sells that.
They have some other, like on their website, they had some cool like pre-built kits that have that in it.
Oh,
and
really?
Then it had like, it was a backpack full of medical supplies and things like that.
Oh,
so
cool, yeah.
They have a lot of cool stuff on their website, but that was by far the coolest product.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing I saw. I mean, and there was a lot of booths there. How many booths do you think there was?
Man, I don't know.
Hundreds, right?
These got to be over 100.
I think there was a couple hundred. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there was so much. I mean, there was.
I bought some copper coins from a gypsy.
You did. Don't touch those. Not until you buy them.
Don't need a human grease on there.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You touched that, you bought it, boy. Yeah,
I know. Like, okay, dude.
Chill,
give me the
man.
Coins.
I just want my coins.
Yeah, I got my copper. pure copper.
You did.
It's going to be worth millions. My four coins my kids are playing with right now.
Yeah, I mean, we stopped by the Wazoo Survival.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
They were right over there by Battle Box, and they had their cash belt there.
Really want that thing.
I still want to try that thing out so bad.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But did they say it was still like in the
works?
I think
they're having a hard time getting the buckle all finished up.
Yeah.
Because they redesigned the buckle. Because it used to be the kind of chintzy looking little.
Yeah.
This one looks a little better. You know, so you can wear it, you know, to work, and you can wear it just out and hiking and whatever. But it, man, that belt's so cool. Little pockets.
Yep.
They can come, you can get them pre-filled, or you can buy the fill kits from Wazoo.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I went on their website today, and when I went to pre-order, it said this item is not available. So
really, still having issues. Not,
yeah. Sounds so like. When they do, though, I mean, it's going to be a sweet.
Yeah, we're excited for that. And they gave us a little demonstration of their burnable cards.
Yeah.
The little like credit card or their little, what are they?
They're like
just like business cards.
Yeah, business card.
They're burnable business cards. And
like so, it's not just paper.
It's made out of like this really thin wood. And then you break it up.
Like balsa wood or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But you break it up in these different pieces, and the pieces make like a little stove.
Almost. Yeah, it's like a puzzle. It's crazy. Yeah. I guess they had, wasn't he like a NASA, ex-NASA designer?
They have a NASA, yeah. And
they
space
got fired.
Engineer. They got a space engineer doing
I
stuff.
I believe
or
he
something.
Built something that exploded.
Pretty sure Neil Armstrong works for him. Something like that.
Yeah. But they have some really cool stuff. I mean, their website's just loaded full of little gadgets and stuff.
Yeah, they kind of have all those little tiny gadgets and things like that.
But their belt, their belt's the bomb. I'm hoping they get that out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. What else did you see, Cam? Anything else?
Well, the guns there were incredible.
Yeah, there
were
some crazy
guns. They had
guns.
Some like amazing stuff there for guns. I mean, I should have bought a pistol while I was
there. Yeah, we were walking around with Daniel and Brandon from Battle Box for about an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, Kobe got roped into.
Yeah, I was helping him make some videos. So I'm hoping their video comes out pretty quick because you'll see a lot of really cool stuff.
Like, yeah.
what the hell was that?
I can't remember what I was going to say.
That was weird. So when that video comes out, I'm hoping that comes out sometime this week, maybe next week. You'll probably see Cam around following those dudes.
I'll be blurred out probably. Yeah.
We're going to like this little blurry blob.
Or they'll add some face to somebody that works for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one with us.
No, just put the Battle Box logo over your face. It's like a floating Battle Box logo.
That'd be awesome. I'd actually think that's fun.
No, that's worth it. Yeah, let's
do that. Okay, that's all right.
I'm going to call Brandon and see if he'll do that. So you check out their video when it comes out pretty soon. You'll see a lot of cool stuff from PrepperCon.
Yeah, McCurran's dang funny. So
yeah, he's a funny dude.
He's in the spotlight there, right?
Yeah. He's in the spotlight.
You were mostly with him all day.
Yeah, it was.
Left me. I had to wander around by myself.
He did for a couple hours.
I did. I'll see you guys.
I'll see you.
I was pretty cool like
I'm going
to
go sit in Plan B's.
I'm going to go try and build my fire card.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool guns. There was knives
I think they had actually, they'd bought a gun while they were out there.
Daniel bought some cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was the Topps Knives was there. Their booth was really cool. They had tons of cool bushcrafting.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff. And has Battlebox done two knives from them or just one?
They did
the really fancy cub knife that has has the bow drill in it.
Yep. The little the dimple for the bow drill thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Topps was there. I'm trying to think of who else we saw there that was had some cool stuff.
Had a lot of food supply.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's so many different companies. I mean,
yeah.
Overall, you just need to, you know, start adding some stuff to your freaking boxes or your storage.
Your storage, yeah, absolutely.
Because I mean, there's a million companies out there.
There's so much stuff.
I just bought $150 worth of. Patriot Survival or whatever.
Patriot Pantry,
yeah. They had a deal.
Yeah, you got a good deal on that stuff.
Yeah,
you got
I did.
A ton of stuff.
I got like $250 worth of stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you have a chance to go next year, I think they said it's going to be in May next year. You should go check it out. I mean,
oh, it's totally worth it.
It's a blast. It's 2 days. You know, they gave away tons of cool stuff.
Yeah, we got a water bottle and
yeah, they gave away like food dehydrator and they gave away like a Jeep.
Oh, were they giving away? Oh, yeah,
that one
right.
out front. Remember? They did. Yeah. And we got a chance to sit to talk with the organizers for a few minutes. They were really cool guys. They've got a radio show out in Salt Lake about prepping and survival and stuff. So
yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
We even bought a nice little heat pack for our ladies.
Yeah, we did, and mine didn't work.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was so pissed off.
Shut up!
It didn't work. I was so mad.
No
got
way.
Home and I'm like so excited to show her. Look at this cool thing I bought you, and it didn't work.
Ooh,
I
no should have
hit it when I was there, but the little thing doesn't click in it.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, we've been trying.
My kids played with mine a bunch.
Been trying to contact the company, and I can't, whatever. It doesn't matter, but yeah.
It wasn't a survival need.
Yeah, it wasn't. So that's PrepperCon, guys. Really cool, really fun stuff.
Yeah. Seriously, check out some of those websites. I mean, Hydro Heat, definitely check them out. Hydro Blue was really good, and mm-hmm. then if you want to see something cool, you know, and not be able to afford, go to Plan B Supply.
Plan B, yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, this is a good time to talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order and in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3percenter.com. Use our code, Casual Preppers, and you're going to get 10% off. We have three shirt styles over there right now. You can go get
Trace
camisas for your
blouses.
Body. Blouse. You can get a blouse from the 3%er.
Trying on my blouse.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's go
to Battle Box.
Let's go to Battle Box.
Let's review it. Right
yeah.
Now.
So mission. What mission is this?
27.
27. Mission 27. Grab that sucker. I got it. So this box. It's interesting. This is a different type of mission theme. What's the theme called?
Is it Mission 27?
I don't know. Give me that. Give me the card.
Didn't say.
I believe it probably does. Mission 27.
I knew it.
Outdoor weather protection. So this one, it's got some really interesting items in it, honestly.
It's got a huge wearable condom.
Yeah.
Cover your whole body.
Cover your whole body in latex.
So
the basic box. First item it comes with is the Frog Togs Adult Poncho.
Mm.
Really nice poncho.
Adults only.
Adults only. Not for kids. So, great rain poncho. It looks pretty actually well built. For, you know, most of those ponchos you get,
they
like,
suck. They're just a garbage bag.
Seriously, yeah, a thin garbage bag at that. Yeah. So yeah, it's really,
yeah. This
really
is a
good
lot more
stuff.
Heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Frog Tog. Yeah, Duke Cannon Tactical Lip Balm. It's a freaking huge lip balm.
It is.
It's humongous. It's large stuff. Yeah.
You could cure chap for a whole community.
Yeah. So that's a big sucker.
Duke Cannon.
Yeah. Five-star gear, Schmag. I never know how to say that
Schmagenin.
Word.
Schmagenin. Mm-hmm.
Schmagenin. You can never have enough.
I was going to buy one of these at PrepperCon, so that worked out.
You're glad that you didn't now.
I am glad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these, millions of uses.
Yeah, Joshua Tree Winter Face Stick. This is just something you slap all over your face.
You do. It looks like a travel deodorant stick.
It does.
And you just rub it all over your face.
Yeah, so it basically helps for
so
wind.
So if you like stuff in your face.
Yeah, wind.
It's got SPF
like
2, mm-hmm. 15, not 2. It's SPF 15
SPF
as well.
2.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, so that's
cool. Thanks, Joshua Tree.
Uh-huh. Otter Wax heavy duty fabric wax.
Cool.
Just
rub wax all over your stuff.
Yeah, so that'll waterproof anything, basically.
Yeah. Wax and water.
Mm-hmm. And then your Ready Man basic subscription. So $24.99, basic box. Really good stuff.
But yeah.
So moving on to the advanced box, Mission Enduracool bucket hat. So you get a nice little bucket hat. You're going to look awesome. I really think Curran was wearing that hat.
I think he was too.
At PrepperCon. So that's cool. You can
so
never.
Curran wears it.
You got to keep the sun out of your face, you know? And then the Yak Tracks Walk Traction Cleats. Talk about those, Cam.
So I've always wanted these. So this worked out as well as you.
Yeah.
So these are lightweight ice traction, you know, they just pop over any shoe.
Yeah.
And these, yeah, as simple as that. Gives you good traction on the ice. Mm-hmm.
Just go right over the soles of your shoes and you're good to go.
They're really cool.
Yep. Pro box. This is a $99 box. The Deck Shell Trekking Waterproof Socks.
Who hasn't ever wanted waterproof socks? Now, these don't filter pudding, but they are the next best thing.
Yeah, I actually have a pair of socks really similar to this, but I haven't had a chance to...
Did you actually get those?
I did,
for your Father's Day or whatever? No, it was your birthday?
I don't remember what it was. Something like
Christmas?
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these...
So, waterproof socks, man. That's really cool stuff. $39.99 for those. Yeah.
Always wanted them.
Uncharted Supply Co., the Hideaway Waterproof Jacket. So,
this is
one.
A special little gift in here.
If you get this one... you probably won't actually get this in your box. You'll have to send away for it because they want you to get the right size, right? So basically what this is a little jacket that kind of folds down into a little sack. It's waterproof, but it also has these little compartments in it. What do you do with them, Cam?
You stuff them full of whatever you want.
Yeah, so if you're out in the elements and you're out and it's cold and all you had was this little rain jacket.
Maple tree. Stuff it full of maple leaves.
It has pockets that you can stuff it full of like any sort of debris.
Roadkill.
You could put a skunk in there if you had to.
Yeah.
Something like
evade people.
Yeah. You know? So anyways, it's a really cool jacket.
It is pretty cool. I thought it was pretty unique. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's ingenious. It's really cool stuff.
It is.
So then you get the Ready Man subscription, and then you go to the Pro Plus box, the $149 box, and you get the SOG Kiku Satin Folder. Large.
It's a beast of a knife.
It's a beast of a knife. It absolutely
Did I say
is.
Nice? Knife.
It's a nice knife.
It is a nice knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they were sporting it, weren't they?
Yeah.
Battle Box had it on them.
It is a nice... he had it in his pocket. The thing is huge to keep in your pocket.
It's big. But, yeah. If anybody's ever had a SOG knife...
Yeah. Well, good quality stuff. Yeah.
Great knife.
I've never had anything SOG that wasn't high quality.
Yeah, I've liked all their
Battle Box Mission 27, the outdoor weather protection. Really cool stuff. We should probably have a video out next week sometime.
Yep.
It's
a good one.
Watch for that. So let's move on to Tac Pack, Cameron.
Let's do it.
What's this one all about, man?
I got your stuff right in front of us. Shabam.
Shabam.
So, ABK Tactical Cleaning Kit, $30.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone needs a cleaning kit.
And that's for a 5.56 or a 2.23 or something like that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that works good for you, right?
Yes, perfect. Yes.
That's $30 value. Mm-hmm. The next thing's the ArmaSpec Titanium Takedown Pins.
Yes. Let's get some nice takedown pins for your gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right there. Got them. Key Smart EDC Kit.
That's cool.
This is cool.
So I have a Key Smart that I actually got from Tac Pack a while ago. So these will be really nice for me. I'm gonna take them so Cameron can't have them.
Isn't this one of them?
Yeah, that's the duct tape.
This one's freaking cool.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. So it's a little aluminum rod that has duct tape wrapped around it.
Yeah, duct tape wrapped
it.
Around.
So you don't have to carry a whole freaking roll.
So you can just pull off a little bit of that, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm. I do like that a lot. Splatter targets. You know. As you know, Tac Pack's always geared towards, you know, firearms.
Shooters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. So you got how many of these?
I don't know.
A bunch of them.
A whole bunch. Yeah, whole
but
bunch.
These are awesome. Yeah. I mean, I love these targets because they're the easiest to see. You don't have to. Well, mm-hmm. I think I hit that paper.
Yep.
And that's it. So you've got eight.
Yeah. So there was
the
duct tape
40,
one, but there was also the other one for the EDC one too, or for the what the heck's it called? For the Key Smart, there's like a little wrench in there or something, or a screwdriver, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's cool.
A little nano wrench.
Yeah.
It's got enough. It's like it looks like a clip, and it's got a bunch of different sizes for your flathead screwdriver, hex head. That's a cool little tool.
Sure is. So, Tac Pack. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Really good deal there.
Yep.
It's a splendid deal.
Sure is. So, the next item we have, what?
Where'd you get that?
That's from Tac Pack.
Didn't even mention it.
Yeah, you did. That was the very first thing you mentioned.
Ah, that's a cleaning kit? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought it was a med kit. I was like, where did you get this med kit?
That's a cleaning kit.
Sorry. I had it to the side, so I didn't realize it was in the box.
You know,
I read it.
Yep. So the next thing, we got a really interesting product a couple of weeks ago from a company called Patriot Radios. And so basically what these are is they're foxhole radios. So they will tune in the strongest AM station without any power, without any battery.
Yeah, you don't need to charge them.
Yeah.
You don't need to have...
So how do they work, Cam?
Well, we tried, and we succeeded.
We did. The first time we failed, but we got it the next time.
Yeah, they... it comes complete. It has all the wiring you need, and I mean tons of it. What do you got, like 50
feet? We got a ton of wire, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to blow your minds with radio talk here.
Yeah.
You just have to get one to play with it.
Yeah.
So it's got the, I mean, I don't even know how to break it down. I mean, this guy's a genius that made it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
So there's two little clips, and then your wires come out of these clips. There's one a ground wire, and there's one antenna wire. You got to ground that wire really well. If you have that ground wire really well, then you have like this little needle that you tune across this piece of whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
It's like a copper coil.
Yeah, yeah. And then you tune in your AM station, and then you have little headphones that come out of it. Boom. Yeah.
I was the one messing with it the most, and yet I can't explain it.
I know you were.
So, but no, awesome. I mean, the way it, the little box that it comes in, I mean, it's waterproof, and it's pretty freaking cool.
Really cool looking, yeah. So go to patriotradios.com, check those out. We might even do a full video on it at some point.
Yeah.
We did do a live video last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe, with them. So. Yeah.
So if you're terrified about EMPs or you're worried about having available power for radios, this is the thing, man.
It's absolutely the thing to get. So I was really impressed with them. Go check them out, patriotradios.com.
They have a short video on how to dial it in to you. And I mean, it's incredibly simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it was freaking genius how he made it.
Yeah, it really was.
So
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
It's that time again.
It's time for dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Time for dirty. So this one, coming up in the warm months.
Yeah.
And do you like mosquitoes? I love them.
I hate them.
Oh, I love them.
Hate them.
Seriously. So no matter the disaster, no matter the scenario, mosquitoes aren't going away. Yeah. I just really don't ever see those little
Nuke it and they're still going to be there.
They seriously will. So, you know, diseases spread by mosquitoes, the Zika virus, dengue, malaria, West Nile, encephalitis, yellow fever. Chikungunya.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
I know. I had never heard of that one. It's basically causes extreme joint pain that you can't do anything about. Nice. You have to wait like weeks, and only narcotics help it.
Yay.
So mosquitoes are awesome. I mean, they do no good. They're annoying and spread disease.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are such an awesome, evolution. So I just want to talk about protection.
Wear your protection.
Yeah. So the number one thing, I mean, overall is netting.
Yeah.
You know, keep the little buggers away from you. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever you're at, you know, is sleep with netting around you. So you need to invest in some netting.
Yeah.
Protect your family, your kids, and everything. So, because kids aren't part of your family. You know, family ain't
family.
Then kids.
And then if you have time, do your kids too.
And also, you know, your pets. Pets are actually affected by mosquitoes. There's heartworm that can be spread by mosquitoes. And so, you know, you need to invest in really good netting. Number one, boom. As for protection, you know, there's tons of stuff out there. I mean, there's a ton of freaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So DEET. DEET's been the most studied. And overall, it's probably the best skin, you know, protection or repellent. Just some quick notes on that. 30%. Is all you need, you know, and that's the safest amount or percentage that they recommend for kids.
30%.
So, yeah. And a lot of, in the medical field, a lot of times, you know, even though there's like 50 and higher percentages, all it does is increase the duration.
Oh, okay.
But it is a little more toxic.
Yeah. So you don't want to get too crazy.
Over 30% really didn't show much benefit. So don't spend more for the high percentages. So 30%. The other thing, picaridin, or I don't even know how to say it. I didn't look it up very much. Or, I mean, I didn't look out how to spell it. So, if you've seen this one, if you're really sensitive to DEET, this is the next best thing.
Oh, okay.
The nice thing about it, it's not greasy, doesn't stain your clothes, it doesn't cause skin irritation, it's odorless and scentless, but yet it's a great repellent.
Hmm.
It's almost equally as effective as DEET. The only downside to it is it does not last as long. Like, DEET's 30% is about 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
They still recommend in high areas of mosquitoes, you know, every 2 hours. You don't need to be, you know, spraying it and rubbing it in.
Yeah.
The other thing with these repellents is if you put sunblock on, don't lock the repellent in. So put your sunblock on and then put your repellent, both to prevent toxicity and skin irritation, and then it's going to block the repellent. Some of the other ones, they've got like a lemon eucalyptus. It's called PMD. It's mm-hmm. half as effective as DEET. So these are things that, you know, mostly if you're really sensitive to DEET. Bio-UD is a tomato-derived repellent. Pretty safe, not as effective. And then there's IR-3535. A lot of people use this one. It's Skin So Soft from Ooh. Avon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't really know how long it lasts, but, you know, the effectiveness is pretty good, but still not as effective as DEET.
Yeah.
And then there's the off brand, you know. Mm-hmm. It uses methylfluthrin, and it's not as well studied, so effectiveness is... Some studies showed it's comparable to DEET, but not quite as effective. It's just really kind of mixed studies. So overall, in terms of repellent, DEET.
DEET's the way to go.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of permethrin, we use it only to treat like lice. You know, uh-huh. if somebody has lice, you use permethrin for 20, you know, you wash it off.
Yeah.
It's not to be applied to the skin. It's not a repellent. It's an insecticide. So you apply it directly to your clothing, bedding, you know, tents, backpacks, because it's, you know, a tick gets on it or a mosquito, it kills them instantly.
Yeah.
So the very best overall, so if you're in a really bad mosquito area and, you know, you're trying to prevent these diseases, treat all your clothing with permethrin mm-hmm. and then put a DEET on your exposed skin.
Cool.
But overall, the best protection is, you know, netting.
Netting, yeah.
So there you go. Protect for yourself from those nasty little
good information
mosquitoes.
Good information, son.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's all we have for you guys today. Appreciate you guys listening. Thank you for stopping by.
And I just wanted to say goodbye.
See you later, kids.